Dimyonos Reish Zayin 207. Dimyonos Shav Him Chotzesim Bifnei Yedias Elokus VaKarasa Milikanes Belev. Again, we're still on the topic of imagination and ideas, and I think we're really wrapping this up. But these empty thoughts, they get in the way of our knowledge of God and our recognition of Him, and blocking the heart. Therefore, it is Paro, which, as we've been speaking about until now, he is the one who is the Meitzar, he is the one who constricts the real ideas, and he is the Mitzrayim is specifically the place of imagination run wild, and therefore, it is specifically Paro who represents Mitzrayim, who says, Liyodati es Hashem. He's the one who says, I don't know God, because again, the primary issue over here is that through the imagination, it blocks our knowledge, and what knowledge are we most interested in? We are interested in knowledge of Hashem. Vaschala, and the beginning of the Torah, or the verbalized Torah that God gave to the Jewish people, is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem. So that is the first thing we need to know. When you are going to, the first thing you need to know is Yediyas Hashem. It is the knowledge of Hashem. And what does Hashem do over there? Asher Hotzei Sicha. The way Hashem introduces himself is by saying, I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt. Ve'inza Tam Umofes. And it's not really an explanation or a proof. Dimkein, Hayala Lomar, Asher Barasi Shemayim V'aretz, Obrasicha. If you want a compelling reason why you should serve God, the real reason is because I'm the creator of the world, is the question that many of the commentators ask. It should say, I am Hashem, your God, who created you, or who created the world. And then you'd be, okay, well, now I'm compelled to serve you. Why is Yitzias Mitzrayim invoked? So there are a number of explanations. But he says, Raki Anochi Ein Maschil, Belashon Mitzvah, V'Kemash Kasum Makom Acher. The idea of Anochi is not a mitzvah. It's not commanding you. Dezei efshar litzavos ulahazir, because you can't command someone to believe. Ki misha ein mamin klal ma yaol hatzivoy. What does the commandments believe? It doesn't mean anything. It's meaningless, right? This is actually a big debate. You know, we call them the Ten Commandments, but the truth is, and we've spoken about this before, I think, is that it's really in Hebrew, it's Aseres Hadibros. It's the Ten Utterances, because Ten Commandments, there is a debate between the Rambam and the Ramban as to whether or not I am Hashem, your God. It's certainly not phrased as a mitzvah, but also, can you even command someone to believe that Hashem is God? The Rambam codifies it as a mitzvah. The Ramban says, what kind of mitzvah is this? If you believe in Hashem, everything else makes sense. If you don't believe in Hashem, nothing else makes sense. So what does it mean it's a mitzvah? Ukenian Paro, she'amar le'yadati. Right? So Paro said, I did not know Hashem. Right? So you can't say, well, no, let's see what the Medrash says on these words. Amar Alav, the Medrash says about him, Bidvarim lo yusar eved, rak shevet. The Medrash says that words alone will not be able to teach someone, only the stick. Meaning,
you
have to experience it, and specifically Pari has to experience it in a pretty negative fashion. But simply saying, I am Hashem, and Moshe saying, Hashem sent me, well, that doesn't do anything. It's just words. Rak atar asher otzei sicha mikochas hadim yonos. So what is the deeper meaning of Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher otzei sicha meretz Mitzrayim? If you want to believe in God, it only makes sense because I'm the one who took you out of Egypt and all of its imagination. So it's not a commandment. It's explaining, where does Yediyas Hashem come from? What creates the space for Yediyas Hashem? It is the Yetziah Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Mikochos Hadimyonos, from the place of imagination. V'alisicha machshevosecha lios devukim bi, and I, Hashem, lifted up your thoughts to be connected to me. Okay, so that's the explanation. The explanation is, how are you going to be connected to the thought of I am Hashem, the knowledge of I am Hashem? It is only because I, Hashem, removed you from the imagination, from the faulty thinking of Mitzrayim. Afal pi shenitzkim lefamim. Now he says, even though it's true that there are times when that yediyas Hashem, our knowledge of Hashem, is severed, we are no longer connected. V'nichnasim dimyonos, and our Mitzrayim type of thinking or imagination enters into our minds. So you could say, right? So on the one hand, Hashem is saying, Anochi Hashem, and I took you out of this. And you say, wait, my experience tells me that's not the case, because there are times when I feel like I'm in Mitzrayim. There are times when I have those wild imaginations. And therefore, it seems like the Yitzias Mitzrayim was not complete. So says Rav Tzadok, and says, what is pshat in the pasuk Anochi Hashem Elokecha, asher hotzisicha, which took you out, mikol makom mochin degadlus meluvash bahem, that expansive thinking is hidden within the imagination. The expansive thinking is never not there. It's only sometimes revealed, and sometimes it's hidden. And once we experience, the Jewish people experience Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we experience the revelation at Sinai, then we'll never be severed from the idea of Anochi Hashem. Shikvar hotzei sicha, I already took you out. I've taken you out. You will never go back to Egypt. Yes, you may sometimes feel like you're in Egypt, but it's still hidden in there. The Exodus is part of your existence. The Anochi is part of your psyche. And no matter what, it'll always be there. You may not feel it, you may not see it, you may not think about it, but you cannot take it away. That's right. Ulekach. And therefore, kol mitzvos nemar shehem zeichel yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, it says about all the mitzvos, they are remembrance for Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ki Mitzrayim hu mamish hepech ha-Torah va-mitzvos kulam. That's why Mitzrayim is invoked so much, because Mitzrayim is the opposite of Torah. Shem kulam rak mitzad ha-yetzia midimyon. The only way we engage in mitzvos, the only way we engage in Yediyas Hashem, in the knowledge of Hashem, is by remembering that we are not in Egypt. The two are stand polar opposites from one another. It's not just an experience that was along the way that taught us lessons. It is the antithetical experience to everything that we learned at Har Sinai, and that is there is Yediyah, there is the clear, crystal clear knowledge of Hashem, and the opposite of that is the Meitzer, is the constricted knowledge, the world of wild imagination that Mitzrayim represented. The two are opposite one another, and that's why we constantly invoke the fact Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, because through performing the mitzvos, we are pushing back on the faulty, not thinking, but the faulty imagination, which gets in the way of our proper thinking. Okay, we'll pick up that one tomorrow. Have a great day.